Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. In this transformative book, Brown explores the pivotal role of vulnerability in fostering genuine connections and achieving personal growth. She argues that by embracing our imperfections and exposing ourselves to emotional risks, we can overcome the paralyzing effects of shame and cultivate a life of greater courage and meaning. Brown, a research professor at the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work, draws on over a decade of research on shame and vulnerability. Her insights challenge the societal norms that associate vulnerability with weakness, proposing instead that it is a source of strength and a catalyst for change. Daring Greatly is for anyone looking to live more boldly and authentically, build deeper relationships, and impart values of self-worth and resilience in their children. Brown's compelling narrative and practical advice make this book a must-read for those aspiring to lead a life marked not by fear, but by the courage to be vulnerable. Join us as we explore how to turn your vulnerabilities into your greatest strengths in Daring Greatly. Daring Greatly: How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. Introduction. Understanding Our Battle with Shame and the Power of Vulnerability. Imagine a world where a toddler's stumble is met with laughter rather than a scolding, or where a workplace error opens a discussion about learning rather than a public reprimand. Common scenarios, right? But both are deeply intertwined with an emotion that all of us have encountered: shame. This damaging yet widespread feeling not only hampers our self-esteem, but also profoundly impacts our potential for growth. In Daring Greatly, the essence of shame is dissected to reveal its roots in our lives. What emerges is a striking insight. Shame cultivates feelings of unworthiness and is intricately woven into the fabric of our society. But the narrative doesn't halt at diagnosing the issue. It guides us toward a liberating path forward. Enter the concept of vulnerability, the magic ingredient to countering shame. Embracing vulnerability means accepting our flaws and mistakes openly, which, contrary to inviting more shame, actually arms us against it. This sincere acceptance not only fosters personal resilience, but also enhances overall happiness. Imagine applying this notion of vulnerability across various realms of our lives, in our homes, workplaces, and schools. By doing so, we initiate a transformative shift, purging these environments of shame. The rewards? A surge in creativity, heightened engagement, and nurtured familial relationships. As we reflect on these teachings, the call to action is clear. Let us dare to be vulnerable, to genuinely connect with others, and ultimately, to dare greatly. Part 1: Shame, a barrier to our innate need for connection. From an early age, each of us has inevitably experienced the sharp sting of shame. Often, this feeling arises from our deep concern about others' perceptions and opinions of us. But to grasp the true impact of shame, we must consider our fundamental human desires: connection, love, and belonging. Humans are inherently social creatures. Historically, our survival depended on our integration into groups. Imagine the protective circles of Stone Age communities, where exclusion meant not just loneliness, but peril. Today, while our surroundings have evolved, our brain chemistry underscores that social bonds are still crucial, equating social pain with physical hurt. At the root of shame is a devastating belief: we are unworthy of love, belonging, and connection. This belief is crippling. It convinces us that no matter our achievements or actions, they will never suffice to fulfill these basic human needs. Consider the moment you share something personal, a piece of art, a written work, or an intimate revelation. Often, we hinge our self-esteem on how others receive our creations. Anticipation of judgment or rejection feeds our shame, further entrenching feelings of unworthiness. Shame inhibits us. It deters us from showcasing our ideas, expressing our true feelings, or embracing new experiences. Through extensive research, the author highlights a significant finding. Shame does not encourage constructive change or personal growth. Rather, it fosters a cycle of negative and destructive behaviors. Essentially, shame has no redeeming qualities. While occasional feelings of shame are a natural part of human experience, the widespread acceptance of shame as a societal norm is profoundly concerning. Unlike other emotions that might propel us toward positive change, shame only deepens the chasms between us, undermining our basic needs for connection and belonging. Recognizing the toxic cycle of shame is the first step towards building a more compassionate and courageous personal ethos. Part 2: Navigating the Never-Enough Culture Fueled by Shame. In an era dominated by social media, our lives often seem like open books. We showcase vacation snapshots, flaunt our growing friend lists, and broadcast our professional achievements, sometimes sparking envy and a pervasive sense of lacking in others. This phenomenon highlights a deeper societal issue, the never-enough culture. Here, endless striving and possession become badges of worth, perpetuating a cycle of inadequacy. This cultural mindset is not just a product of modern times, but has been accelerated by traumatic events such as 9/11, acts of violence, and natural disasters. These events have embedded a persistent fear of scarcity in our collective psyche, manifesting across our social fabric, in our communities, workplaces, and even our educational institutions. Instead of processing and overcoming trauma with openness and vulnerability, there's a tendency to numb these fears. This numbing often involves an insatiable chase for more accolades, more wealth, more perfection. Yet, this relentless accumulation is rooted in the flawed belief that material gain or personal excellence can somehow buffer us against life's inherent uncertainties. This cycle of constantly comparing ourselves to celebrities, to millionaires, or even to an idealized version of our own past self sets an unrealistic bar. Failing to reach this bar triggers shame, a deep-seated fear of unworthiness and disconnection. Consequently, shame drives us to disengage. Why strive for improvement when it feels like we'll never measure up? This mechanism of comparison, shame, and disengagement not only hampers personal growth, but also erodes the social bonds that are crucial for our collective well-being. As we continually encounter these feelings of ineffectiveness and isolation, understanding how deeply they are ingrained in our culture is the first step towards healing. The journey out of this destructive spiral begins with embracing vulnerability. By confronting our imperfections openly, we can break the shackles of shame and foster a more authentic, connected life. The following sections explore how stepping into our vulnerability is key to overcoming the crippling effects of the never-enough culture. Part 3: Embracing Vulnerability, a Strength, Not a Weakness. The concept of vulnerability often carries a negative connotation. In a society that prizes fortitude and success, admitting to vulnerability might seem akin to acknowledging defeat. However, a deeper exploration into what it means to be vulnerable reveals a far more complex and empowering truth. Vulnerability is fundamentally about having the capacity to experience a wide range of emotions. It's a misconception to think of it solely in terms of negative states like fear, grief, or disappointment. In reality, vulnerability is also the bedrock of our most cherished feelings, such as love, joy, and empathy. At its core, vulnerability involves uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. Consider the act of loving someone. It's a profound emotional risk with no guarantee of reciprocation. Yet it is through this uncertain and risky act that we experience the depth of human connection and affection. Vulnerability, therefore, isn't just about the possibility of hurt, but equally about the potential for immense joy and closeness. Furthermore, showing vulnerability is an act of bravery rather than a sign of weakness. It requires immense courage to face potential failure openly instead of shielding oneself from any risk. For instance, the author herself faced a daunting challenge when she decided to publicly share her research, stepping into the arena despite her fears of judgment or rejection. This act of vulnerability was not a surrender but a bold assertion of courage. Understanding and accepting that vulnerability is integral to experiencing not just love and connection, but also personal and professional growth is crucial. If embraced, it allows us to live more authentically and to forge stronger, more genuine connections with others. Thus, vulnerability should not be shunned or feared, but recognized as a profound source of strength. Part 4: The Transformative Power of Owning Our Vulnerability. Vulnerability often carries an unjust stigma, as if it were a flaw or a sign of weakness. However, vulnerability is nothing less than a fundamental and universal human condition, essential to our being. How, then, should we approach our inherent vulnerability? The answer lies in embracing it wholeheartedly. By accepting and leaning into our vulnerability, we unlock tremendous potential for personal and interpersonal growth. Socially, by allowing ourselves to truly feel and express our emotions, we foster deeper connections. When we share our genuine selves, our experiences resonate more strongly with others. The most profound bonds are formed not in moments of superficial interaction, but in times when we share openly and others respond with empathy and understanding. Professionally, vulnerability also plays a critical role. True innovation and learning require us to step beyond our comfort zones. It's only by risking the presentation of new ideas and accepting the possibility of failure that we can truly grow. Moreover, every failure is a lesson that enriches our expertise and sharpens our skills, preparing us for future challenges. Ignoring or denying vulnerability does not diminish it. Rather, it can inadvertently increase our susceptibility to other influences. For instance, research has shown that individuals who consider themselves immune to advertising are often the most affected by it. This demonstrates that an acknowledgement of our vulnerability can lead to greater autonomy and self-awareness. However, the path to embracing vulnerability is often blocked by shame, a feeling that not only fails to protect us, but also hinders our emotional and social growth. To fully harness the benefits of vulnerability, we must first confront and overcome the shadows of shame that cloud our self-perception. In summary, rather than viewing vulnerability as an enemy to be defeated, we should see it as a powerful ally. Embracing our vulnerability can transform the way we live, love, and connect with the world around us. It's not about weakness. It's about finding strength in authenticity and openness. Part 5: Turning Shame into Resilience Through Open Communication. Shame is an intensely private emotion, often manifesting as an overwhelming desire to disappear from the prying eyes and whispered judgments of others. More often than not, the experience of shame feels worse than the actions or thoughts that triggered it. So, how can we deal with this pervasive emotion? One of the most effective methods is to articulate our feelings of shame. When we put words to our shame, we strip it of its secretive power, building a resilience that shields us from its harshest impacts. The strength of shame lies in its silence. The less we discuss it, the more it dominates our emotions and behaviors. Many of us act as our own harshest critics, silently nurturing a reservoir of shame that influences our self-esteem and actions. However, cultivating self-compassion allows us to withstand shameful experiences without being overwhelmed. It enables us to emerge from these situations not only intact but empowered, with increased courage and engagement. This process transforms us into individuals who are resilient to shame. Being resilient to shame changes our reaction in potentially embarrassing situations. Instead of succumbing to fear, we can discern and feel the empathy extended by others. This shift occurs because shame fundamentally stems from the fear of others' judgments. When we articulate our shame and share our vulnerabilities, we open the door for understanding and empathy from those around us. The experience of sharing a burden and feeling understood in return can dissolve our feelings of shame, replacing them with connection and warmth. This sharing and resultant empathy act as potent countermeasures against the isolating effects of shame. Building resilience against shame is more than just a personal triumph. It's the gateway to embracing vulnerability more broadly. It encourages a life marked by greater engagement, deeper connections, and a more profound sense of belonging. Part 6. Finding courage in contentment. How satisfaction with self can unveil our vulnerability. The drive to better ourselves or accumulate more is a familiar part of the human experience, often fueled by competitiveness or a desire for protection from life's uncertainties. Many of us harbor the belief, if only I were wealthier, more successful, or more popular, I could avoid suffering and disappointment. Behind this longing lies a fundamental wish, to escape the clutches of vulnerability. In truth, vulnerability cannot be eradicated, only concealed. The discomfort it evokes prompts many to disguise their vulnerability, not just from others, but from themselves as well. How do we mask our vulnerability? Common methods include adopting perfectionism, preemptively dampening joy, and numbing ourselves with substances like alcohol. Consider a moment of pure joy that suddenly sours when thoughts of potential future calamities cloud the mind. This anticipatory anxiety is an attempt to shield oneself from full emotional exposure to joy. Perfectionism operates under a similar guise. By striving for flawless execution, we try to fend off any chance of failure, criticism, or vulnerability. However, this pursuit often leads to an endless cycle of dissatisfaction. Imagine instead embracing the notion that we are sufficient just as we are, that we have enough. Such acceptance can shift our approach to life and self-perception dramatically. By letting go of perfectionism, we open ourselves to feedback and failure, viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than as personal indictments. Similarly, by staying present in moments of joy, without succumbing to fear of potential disasters, we allow ourselves to fully experience and appreciate those instances. Thus, by finding contentment in who we are and what we have, we begin to dismantle the protective facades that obscure our true selves. This act of self-acceptance does not weaken us. Rather, it empowers us to engage with the world and our vulnerabilities without fear. Embracing our vulnerabilities not only enhances personal growth, but also enriches our interactions at home, at work, and in educational environments. The following sections will explore how fostering a culture of vulnerability can transform these spaces for the better. Part 7. How the culture of shame undermines productivity and creativity. In many schools and workplaces, the push for high performance and success is often driven by strategies that unfortunately rely on comparison and criticism. Performance benchmarks, public critiques of work, and other forms of shaming can be part of daily life. The intention behind these practices is usually to motivate, but the side effects can be deeply damaging. For anyone who has experienced the sting of public humiliation or intense scrutiny, it's evident how toxic a shame-infused environment can be for personal and collective productivity. Here's why. Firstly, shame leads to disengagement. When individuals feel shamed, they often withdraw emotionally to protect themselves, leading to decreased investment in their tasks. This emotional withdrawal can manifest as reduced effort, lower productivity, or in severe cases, such as in schools or workplaces with particularly harsh cultures. Complete disengagement in the form of absenteeism or resignation. Secondly, an environment steeped in shame stifles creativity and innovation. Engaging in creative thinking and innovation requires a certain level of psychological safety, the belief that one can take intellectual risks without fear of humiliation or retribution. When people are worried about being shamed for their mistakes or ideas, they're less likely to take these necessary risks. This dampens not only their own creative potential, but also the collective innovation capacity of the institution. Visualize a classroom where students are hesitant to ask questions, or a business where employees are afraid to propose new ideas. Such places cannot thrive. Educational environments rely on curiosity and the ability to question and challenge conventional wisdom. Similarly, business environments need constant innovation to adapt and grow in an ever-changing marketplace. Given these pitfalls, it's crucial that schools and workplaces rethink their reliance on shame as a motivational tool. Instead, fostering a culture where vulnerability is respected can encourage a more healthy, engaging, and innovative environment. Embracing vulnerability allows individuals to connect more deeply with their work and with each other, creating a foundation where creativity and productivity flourish. Part 8. Leading with vulnerability to foster engagement and inclusion. In any social structure, whether a workplace, a school, or broader society, the tone of interaction and engagement often hinges on the approach of its leaders. For meaningful change towards a culture of inclusivity and engagement, leaders across all spheres, managers, educators, and even parents, must promote vulnerability instead of perpetuating a culture of shame. Signs of a shame culture are not hard to find in many organizational environments. Take, for example, instances where employees' mistakes are showcased rather than used constructively for learning. Public humiliation, such as trading offices or open reprimands, unfortunately still exists as a flawed attempt to motivate improvement. However, these patterns aren't set in stone. They can be shifted towards a paradigm where vulnerability is acknowledged and embraced. A supportive culture, recognizing the worthiness of every individual and their openness to vulnerability, can effectively counteract the detrimental effects of shame. By fostering an environment where individuals feel safe to expose their vulnerabilities, leaders can enhance engagement and facilitate a more humane and productive atmosphere. Leaders, endowed with influence and responsibility, wield significant power in championing this shift. For instance, a department head has the capacity to alter the culture within their segment by advocating for practices that dismantle shame, emphasizing the connection between the collective success of the department and the well-being of its members can inspire meaningful transformations. Moreover, leaders who openly share their struggles or seek assistance set a powerful example. Such actions forge an environment of trust, reducing the stigma around vulnerability and encouraging others to step forward with their own challenges. This not only humanizes leaders, but also strengthens the bonds among team members, fostering a supportive network. Ultimately, workplaces, educational institutions, and families alike can all benefit profoundly from a shift towards a culture that values vulnerability. By replacing shame with acceptance and support, leaders can cultivate spaces where creativity, engagement, and inclusivity thrive, thereby enriching the collective experience and fostering greater productivity and well-being. Part 9. Cultivating worthiness and resilience in children through shame-free parenting. Every parent desires the best for their children, aspiring for them to lead lives filled with engagement and deep connections. To achieve this, it is crucial to instill in them the values of worthiness and vulnerability from a young age. Consider the long-lasting impact of shame, which can be as severe as trauma in children's development. Reflect on your own experiences of shame during childhood. These memories are likely vivid and continue to influence your feelings of self-worth to this day. Conversely, Children who grow up without facing shame in their early years develop a strong sense of self-worth. They feel inherently valuable, loved unconditionally, and confident of their belonging. This foundation is critical as it allows children to flourish and embrace life with authenticity and courage. For parents aiming to foster such an environment, it is vital to create a home where children can genuinely be themselves, free from the fear of judgment and shame. This shame-free space nurtures their ability to accept and love themselves as they feel consistently supported and valued by their family. One effective method to promote this environment is teaching children shame resilience. This requires parents to be deeply involved and engaged, not just passively present. Additionally, parents must embrace and demonstrate their own sense of worthiness. Children learn behaviors and values more by observing the actions of adults, particularly their parents, than by listening to their words. Therefore, parents need to embody the principles of worthiness and vulnerability to effectively pass these values on to their children. Ultimately, setting an example of acknowledging and accepting personal worthiness empowers parents to authentically teach these values. A child cannot learn to feel worthy if they see their primary role model struggling with feelings of inadequacy. By adopting these parenting techniques, focusing on engagement, unconditional love, and a consistent demonstration of worthiness, parents contribute significantly to a healthier, more resilient next generation. This approach not only benefits the child, but also enhances the well-being of everyone in the family circle, promoting a broader culture of worthiness and connection within the community. Final summary. To transcend the limitations imposed by shame and live a more fulfilling and connected life, it is essential to cultivate a deep-seated love for oneself and a steadfast belief in one's inherent worthiness. This inner confidence allows us to embrace vulnerability, for we recognize that neither failure nor rejection can undermine our value. By daring to be vulnerable and actively engaging with the world around us, we can forge deeper, more meaningful relationships and significantly enhance both our personal and professional lives. Shame operates as a pervasive fear of social estrangement, ingrained deeply in our culture, continually reminding us that we might never be or have enough. It lurks behind feelings of unworthiness and drives us towards unattainable standards of perfection. Yet, the antidote to this toxic state is not further concealment, but openness through vulnerability, an essential component of all emotional experiences, and not a weakness but a profound strength. Understanding and articulating our experiences of shame helps to diminish its power, fostering resilience and making room for empathy from others. By recognizing the worth in our current selves and what we already possess, we can discard the veil of perceived inadequacies. This culture of vulnerability, when extended into our workplaces, educational systems, and families, replaces the detrimental effects of shame with creativity, engagement, and a supportive community. Leadership that champions vulnerability over criticism and control can transform organizational cultures. Similarly, parenting that avoids shame and emphasizes unconditional love and worthiness prepares children for a life characterized by self-confidence and resilience. By replacing shame with vulnerability, we not only enhance our own lives, but also positively influence those around us, creating environments where everyone can thrive. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.